Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Jay Brown, the president and COO of Bentley Mills. Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing well today, Kim. How about you?
I'm good. Thanks for starting your day early. We're 3 hours apart. I want to catch up with you and just tell our audience what's going on with Bentley Mills. You know, a little background, a little history. You're 45 years and counting, as it says on your website. So you've been in business, initially started focused on carpet, but then also got in the hard surface business. And as I go through the colorful leaders of this organization, I mean, people like Jack Mishkin and Anthony Minetti and Ralph Grogan and Jim Harley and now you, Jay, been leading this organization. You make some gorgeous product. That's still kind of what sets you apart, right?
It is. Our focus on the high-end part of the market and the luxe feel of what Bentley does is certainly important to us. You mentioned quite a few names there that are legendary in the industry. And, you know, all of us have one thing in common, that we love the Bentley brand. And we all, through the years, have tried to promote the Bentley brand and continue to build that up. You know, being in L.A., we have an L.A. vibe to us. It sets us a little bit apart in the industry. That's what makes Bentley Bentley, is the people in the brand.
As we talk about your ownership structure, it was owned by Interface for a long time, and then Dominus took it over, and then they sold it to Lone Star, and Lone Star is still involved. You know, they took the Belize business public, and you're part of that. Tell us how's business.
Well, our business is good, and it's good being a part of Belize, what was formerly Balta, you know, the transaction that went with Victoria. Now we're Belize. I would mention we have a new CEO, James Newing, who has recently been appointed our CEO. It's been good to work with him as a counterpart. We look forward to working with him in his new capacity as the CEO of the company. Of course, Cyril continues to support the company as the chairman of the board. Being part of Belize brings us, we are a public company in Europe, so publicly traded and publicly reported. But we are also able to run Bentley as an independent entity for the most part. For lack of a better way to say it, we do our thing and continue to try to grow Bentley.
And from what I understand, when you start looking at assets of Belize, you're probably the shining star, because in Europe, what's going on is a little bit soft. But even with Bentley, we saw in the beginning of March the announcement that your fourth quarter numbers were down, but they were coming off a year earlier that you had stellar numbers. So that was kind of the reason for that, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at fourth quarter in 2022 was a record quarter for Bentley Mills. We blew it out from almost every metric. We added capacity to our tufting operation in August of 22. We had a tremendous backlog, and we were able to just really move product through the system. And so we had a stellar quarter and, as you said, a stellar year. But that sometimes leads to a bad comparable when you get to 2023. But 2023 was good for us overall. We did see a decline in our revenue. We still outpaced what it seems like the commercial market contracted. And then that leads us into 2024. We're still very optimistic about where we are and where we're going. The corporate office segment continues to bounce back, and we are gaining ground in education and multifamily. And then you get on into our yarn conversion, which I think is well known, the transition away from Invista and Bentley being a traditional Invista house. That conversion is complete across our entire library. So we're well positioned there with our product lines, and there's plenty of opportunity for Bentley.
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned the yarn, because, I mean, it was on every label for Bentley. It said built with Antron fiber. So that's gone away as a differentiator. That was an expensive transition to get through. So how do you differentiate the company now that you don't have the Antron?
Well, we still manufacture products with nylon 6/6, but we've introduced nylon 6 to the portfolio. Our suppliers give us a very high quality product, and we see that we have the ability to go to market with Bentley premium fiber and continue on our legacy that was begun with Antron. But again, our performance and stain resistance and all those things are above par. So we've been able to make that transition in our portfolio and really haven't seen any negative impacts to it.
I noticed just recent news items, you've, and this pays off when you focus on A&D, but you've got the Declare label on all your carpet. And you also recently joined the RFCI to help you position some of the things you're doing on the hard surface side. So you're continuing to build your network of relationships, right?
We are. Resilient flooring is a part of what we do. You know, it's not who we are by any means. We continue to be focused on carpet and developing the highest standards and highest quality and beautiful carpet that we can. But the resilient side of it is a growing business for us and continues to do so. We try to maintain our focus on both of them. But again, you know, we preach to ourselves that we're a carpet company.
Any news item on the forefront here as we step into the second quarter of 24?
We're still optimistic about the year. You know, there's been a lot of conversation about the interest rates coming down and movement in interest rates. You know, we haven't seen that yet, but I think most everyone is feeling that the back half of 2024 is going to be a stellar year for the industry to bounce back. So we're looking forward to that. We're well positioned for it. We, like everyone, had a little bit slow start to the year, but order book is doing well, and we see that recovery coming just a bit. So hopefully it is as robust as everyone predicts it's going to be. We did launch our Prima Vista wool area rug program, and that's doing very well for us. So as you mentioned earlier, we have LVT, our resilient floor, and we have, our carpet lineup that covers modular tile, but broadloom and six-foot goods. And then we have our rug program that we recently launched. And so we sort of cover in this, you know, the spectrum of the commercial flooring market for us. So we're well positioned going into the second half of the year.
Okay, Jay. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us and my listeners. Again, been talking to Jay Brown, the president and COO of Bentley Mills, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.